Earlier this month, the state Senate passed a bill that would ban abortion after 20 weeks gestation, except when the woman's life is at risk. That's down from the current 24-week limit. The House is now considering its own version of the bill. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on some of the circumstances under which women choose to have abortions after 20 weeks.
A little more than a year ago, on February 17th, 2016, Kelsey Williams got some devastating news.
I went in for my routine anatomy 20-week ultrasound with my second child. My husband and I have a 4.5-year-old. And nothing had been indicated as anything but typical up to that point in the pregnancy.
She says the ultrasound technician was quiet for a long time and then said she was going to get the doctor. The doctor told Williams her baby had severe clubbing of all four of his limbs. Williams says due to an unexplained genetic anomaly, the fetus was unable to move. She says the doctor told her if carried to term, the child may never have been able to even swallow. Williams says she spent most of that day at McGee Women's Hospital of UPMC, shuffling from one specialist to another.
And so it wasn't until I got home that afternoon that it sort of came over me in waves. When we came home to the home that was supposed to be for the four of us then, you know, it was a gut feeling. It was never anything but that, even though it was a hard decision, that it was the right decision for our baby and for our family, that we didn't want to bring that baby into this world to only know pain and suffering.
Williams and her husband decided to terminate the pregnancy at 21 weeks and 6 days. It's a procedure that some Pennsylvania lawmakers think should be illegal. Senate Bill 3, which passed along mostly partisan lines earlier this month, would outlaw abortion after 20 weeks. House Bill 77 does the same and currently awaits committee action. Representative Kathy Rapp, a Republican from Warren County, sponsored the House version.
And it is our duty to protect innocent lives. It is our duty to be the voice of the voiceless.
Rapp says the bill is based on the idea of viability and that recent medical advances have made it possible for a fetus to survive outside the womb as early as 21 or 22 weeks. Indeed, a handful of children have survived after being born that early, but there's no consensus within the medical community regarding a hard cutoff for viability.
We know that survival of premature babies above 23 weeks has increased in our region with medical advancements.
That's Sheila Ramgopal, an OBGYN in Pittsburgh, who has performed abortions both before and after 20 weeks.
However, the majority of premature children that are born at these extreme gestational ages do not survive without significant deficits, including difficulties in sight, breathing, movement, and even cognitive function.
Ramgopal says one of the main problems with the 20-week abortion ban is that pregnant women often don't find out about fetal anomalies until the 20-week anatomy scan. She says before that, the fetus isn't big enough to really see if it's developing normally.
So we're looking at the brain, the spine, the lungs, the heart, everything. And so if SB3 is actually passed, women who are finding out that their pregnancies are abnormal at 20 weeks will have no options to end the pregnancy, even if this was life-threatening to the fetus or something that they did not choose to want to continue.
Karen Agatone lives outside Philadelphia, and like Kelsey Williams, she says her pregnancy seemed perfectly normal at her 16-week ultrasound.
Unfortunately, by the time we got to that 20-week exam, my daughter was immediately diagnosed with a very rare genetic mutation. It's called thanatophoric dysplasia. And in layman's terms, it's basically a lethal form of skeletal dysplasia, which is dwarfism.
Agatone says her doctor told her that her daughter's condition was incompatible with life because her lungs would be too underdeveloped to ever breathe on her own.
They basically explained to us that I could either continue carrying to term, which posed a fair amount of risk for me because of where my placenta was actually placed and how her malformations were going to continue to grow within the womb. But they said that I could continue to carry to term, And she could potentially be stillborn at any point.
Agatone says she and her husband decided to terminate the pregnancy, and at 21 weeks, she had an abortion.
I mean, emotionally, it was devastating. I pretty much just wanted to crawl into a hole and die. I mean, it was definitely the worst. It was just the worst moment of my life.
Agatone and Williams say no one but the parents should have the right to decide if a pregnancy should be brought to term, especially in cases of severe genetic anomalies. But Representative Rapp says there are stories on both sides of the issue and that she'll always be, quote, on the side of life.
There are many parents we know, we hear personal stories, who've been told by the doctor that your child has an abnormality, your child's not going to live. They have the child, and the child is perfectly fine.
The bills would do more than outlaw abortions after 20 weeks. They both also ban what the medical community calls the dilation and evacuation method of abortion, or D&E. The bills call it, quote, dismemberment abortion, and specifically reference procedures that involve the use of clamps, grasping forceps, tongs, scissors, or similar instruments.
The bill actually has a lot of terminology that we in the field actually kind of opposed.
Ram Gopal says D&Es are typically required for abortions in the second trimester after 13 weeks. Before that, doctors will opt for dilation and curettage, or D&C, which uses suction to remove the fetus. Without the option of D&E, women having abortion between 14 and 20 weeks would have to undergo induction of labor. In 2014, the most recent year for which data are available, 328 abortions were performed after 20 weeks gestation in Pennsylvania, just a little more than 1% of the 32,000 abortions performed that year. Pennsylvania doesn't collect data on why women elect to have abortions, but according to a 2004 nationwide survey by the pro-reproductive rights policy group, the Guttmacher Institute, 13% of women said they were concerned about the health of the fetus. Governor Tom Wolf has said he would veto the bills should they make their way to his desk. But Republican House Speaker Mike Terzai of Allegheny County says he's not so sure.
I think Governor Wolf might rethink this when the bill is actually on his desk. I'm not convinced that he ultimately vetoes this. I think he's going to think about it.
If Wolf does veto, it's not clear whether the House will have the votes it needs to override. The Senate was one vote shy of a veto-proof majority when it voted on its version earlier this month. But proponents of the bills say if vetoed, they will be introduced again in the future. If that happens under a Republican governor, the 20-week abortion ban could become the law of the Commonwealth. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.